Delta Goodrum there singing Standing on Top of the World. I hope you felt happy listening to that tune. Now, here's a travel story that gets to the essence of travel, even when the experiences are right in your home area or otherwise impacted by the pandemic. Pallet member Kristen Henning speaks with Carolyn and Craig Makepeace. The Australian couple's been travelling for the better part of 20 years and manage an award-winning blog called whytravelblog.com. That's whytravelblog.com. Their recent projects include a major RV road trip across America with their two daughters. Since getting green cards in the US last fall and entering the coronavirus era, their current travel world involves online schooling, a focus on travel closer to home, a new podcast, and the launch of a new website, thisisrawley.com. Craig and Carolyn spoke with Kristen from their home in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I'm speaking with Kaz and Craig Makepeace. Thanks for being with me today.
Thanks so much for having us, Kristen.
Yeah, thank
great
you.
To join you.
I am so interested in touching on your background and talking about where you are now, which is in Raleigh, North Carolina, correct?
That's right.
And as our listeners know, you're Australian. Where is the Central Coast? I mean, for North Americans, there could be four Central Coasts as far as I know.
Yeah. Well, the Central Coast, it's like 1 hour north of Sydney, and we both grew up in a town called Woi Woi. So, yeah, east coast of Australia, it's about halfway between Sydney and Newcastle.
Well, it's amazing that you are transplanted to the U.S. because so many people in the U.S. would like to transplant to Australia. Talk about that a little bit too, but I first wanted to just get my own facts straight. I mean, you too have been in travel for over 20 years, and over that time, you've covered so many types of travel: solo travel, couples travel, and now family travel with your two daughters. Mm-hmm. How did you meet?
Well, we were from the same hometown, and we had mutual friends, I guess. And when I was 21, I took off and lived over in London for a few years. And in that time, Craig was playing professional rugby league and doing a little bit of travel through that. So when I came back to Australia, we kind of just kept seeing each other at the pub or similar places and just started talking about travel because I had just come back. Craig was really keen to go travel. And so that's how we connected, is talking about travel, sharing our stories and talking about our future dreams of travel. And then it just went from there. So it seemed like, well, it was just kind of the set path for us. It was a no-brainer that once we got together, we married 2 years later, and then 3 days later left for a honeymoon that lasted 5 years.
That's yeah, great.
Us Aussies, when we go away, we like to tend to go away for a long time. So we utilize the working holiday visa through the Commonwealth countries, which Caroline did in London for 2 years. And then, yeah, I also wanted to go and live abroad and work abroad. So, yeah, we went to Bangkok for 6 months and then into Dublin in Ireland for a year. And she taught and I worked in construction. And then, yeah, all through Africa, Southeast Asia, then to the US eventually.
But what's interesting to me is that as much as travel seems to be in your DNA, so is just shouting out to the world how passionate you are about it. So it's no surprise from my perspective that you've got such a great blog and that now you're moving into the podcast. But what I don't fully understand, I know there was teaching a gig involved earlier, but now you have residency here and the United States. Why the United States out of some 50 countries you've traveled to? Would you choose here?
Yeah, it's a
question. Do you have any regrets?
Yeah, we, like you said, we always get Americans say, oh, we want to move to Australia and go and live there. It sounds amazing. And but yeah, it's a common question. I guess we first come to the US in 2004 to live, and Caroline was teaching through a company in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. She was teaching elementary school through a program that recruited teachers, foreign teachers, to expose the kids to different cultures. And, yeah, we just fell in love with the place. And, I mean, we always knew the U.S. has such great diversity, like from a travel perspective. So initially we were attracted to the travel aspect, but, yeah, and then just mm-hmm. fell in love with the lifestyle as well.
Yeah, it's hard for us to explain to people, but we just really felt like we'd found home. We'd been traveling for so many years and never really found quite felt like we'd found our place. We love so many different places, but there was never anywhere really where we felt super passionate about settling down. And we arrived here in Raleigh and just clicked into that feeling.
That's wonderful. I know the feeling. For us, it's probably Spain, where we have spent the most time. And although we have a refrain when we're traveling that is, we can live here everywhere we go. We could live here with a very, very few exceptions because you are living everywhere you travel. And everywhere you live, you are traveling, as you're showing right now. It's travel is imbued in everything you do. And I'd like you to comment on that. How do you feel that even in place in Raleigh, that you are traveling? What is the mindset you bring?
Yeah, I think it really is that. I think it's a mindset. And at several years, well, it was 10 years ago now, we went through a financial disaster, which actually led us to blogging. But it was at that time, travel was completely shut off for us and we felt very disconnected from life. And so we went through a process of figuring it out. Well, how can we reconnect to it? And we got down to the core of, well, what does travel really mean for us? What is it that we love so much about it? And from that, we were able to see that we loved the freedom of it. We loved the adventure of it. We loved connecting to Mother Nature and to other people who were different from us. And so once we could understand that, then it was a matter of, well, how can we find that in our everyday life, in our everyday surroundings, so that we do feel like we're always traveling? And when we had to go back to Australia because of the financial difficulties, and we decided to approach being at home, a place we didn't really want to be, from that perspective. And so we decided to be travelers in our own backyard and take every day to go and find that wonder and awe that we loved about travel.
Yeah, most people when they think of travel or vacation, it takes a lot of time and money and effort and planning, and you have to go away for like a week or 2 weeks or longer. But yeah, travel can be as simply as like a day trip or a weekend getaway, or just discovering a new hike in your area, or going to a new cafe or restaurant, or going, you know, driving down to the, we live an hour from the beach, driving down to the beach, watch the sunset, something simple like that. So,
and exactly.
That's what we love about Raleigh. Actually, we can take a day trip to Durham. It's only 30 minutes away, or Chapel Hills, 45 minutes away, or Wilmington, North Carolina is an hour away. You can just explore like close to home.
This is the part of travel that's going to develop or emerge from the travel lands quickest.
Absolutely.
Yes, I agree.
Well, that must be why you are embarking on a new website called thisisraleigh.com. Tell us how that's coming along.
Yeah, I just launched it yesterday, actually. Been working on it the past month or so during the stay-at-home situation. So, excited about that. I only have 8 blog posts published yet. But, yeah, we're looking forward to sharing that with local residents in Raleigh, people visiting Raleigh, or people moving to Raleigh. Because we're passionate locals about the area and things to do, places to eat and drink, events and festivals, sporting. Yeah, there's a lot going on here. So,
and not just for families, for everybody, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's essentially a guidebook. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, obviously it's a big college town as well. And being close to like NC State's here, and then you're close to Duke and UNC, like 30 minutes away. Also RTP, the Research Triangle Park, there's a big tech industry here too. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's very inspiring. Makes us all look at our own hometowns and realize all the resources there are. Tell us a little bit about the transition to this shelter in place.
For us, like being together with each other 24/7 and having our kids at home, they do online schooling currently, so it was kind of business as normal.
Exactly.
In that regard. We understand a lot of families and everybody else is doing it really tough.
I'm speaking with Kaz and Craig Makepeace of Central Coast Australia, now living in Raleigh, North Carolina in the U.S. Just please let me know a little bit more about the homeschooling process that you have gone through and how that is applying today.
Yeah, the homeschooling has really changed for us. Our eldest is now 12 and our youngest is 8. And our eldest went to school for about 2 years in total. She started in kindergarten and 9 months in, we pulled her out and we traveled around Australia for 18 months. So pretty much for all their school life, I've taken care of it. Now, I used to be a teacher, so I kind of have been able to do that. I'm not sure if quite easily is the right word to say, because it's very hard to teach your own child. But it's really changed over the years. I started distance education, which is kind of like online schooling now in Australia. You register them with a school, they have their own teacher, and they sent all the lessons and units of work out to us, and I just implemented it and sent it back. And then we decided that wasn't really what was best, and so we moved into more of a, I guess, like a road schooling, unschooling approach. And the more I traveled with our kids and the more I saw how they took care of their own learning and education and learnt so much from their life and travel experiences, the less I saw that I needed to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
But then we stopped traveling full time last October and settled here in Raleigh. And so I knew that approach really wasn't going to work anymore, especially with our eldest now heading towards, you know, high school and college. So we enrolled them in an online school so that I can make sure that the curriculum is taken care of and I'm not going to sort of disadvantage them later on in life should they want to go to college. And so their online school is continuing as normal during this period, which is really helpful. We have written posts on our blog to help other families who may be struggling with this at the moment. It's tips on schooling your child from home. Tips from working from home if a lot of people are finding they're having to do that now alongside their children, because that's an extra challenge. So we encourage our girls to be very independent. We think it's the more they're in charge of their own learning and making their own decisions, the better everything flows for everyone. There's a lot of work in doing that, in training them to be that way. But it does really pay off. And the online school at the moment we're finding is really great. It's a really great solution.
Yeah, for the most part. It's basically a school, literally a school online. They have a headquarters in Pennsylvania and California. They have their own teachers for each subject. The whole curriculum is online. They can log in. They can join groups. It's basically everything except the physical going to a school.
Right, right.
So it works for, you know, different situations, people like us or other parents have got, who parents are like full-time, they could be actors or sporting people or move around a lot. Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Kristen Henning speaking there with Craig and Caroline Makepeace. Next week, we hear how the family is adapting to the pandemic lockdown. Further information is at Kristen's site, www.travelpast50.com, and the Makepeace Family blog, whytravelblog.com.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.